Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go! Let's go!
We are about to be live on YouTube in just a moment.
Bam!
Ginger just put up.
My village is getting faded.
I can't see it because I got too much stuff open, but let me get around here. Oh, Ginger. Ginger, that is so true. That's all of Texas right now. Oh, my God.
That's funny.
It's not. It's normal. It's nature. I don't want to call it.
Well, actually, it's not normal, but we can get into
that. Yeah.
That it's one.
Well, that's some. What is it? Not. Let's be specific. It's not global warming, people. It's climate change. There is a difference.
Yes.
For you non-geeky people who keep arguing about it, shut your bitch ass up. Okay.
Either way, I want my desert back now. Thanks.
You're gonna have to move to a desert to get your desert back.
True story.
Sorry.
I don't know about this, man. I think we should just name it, you know, the Great Muddy Lake of the U.S.
I like that name. I second that motion.
That's a long name, though.
The Great Muddy Lake. That is a long name.
What is it, like the Dead Seas and all this other stuff?
Oh, I like that. Mudslide. Just call it Mudslide.
Mudslide?
I like mudslides. They're actually good.
It's a drink.
Mudslide, U.S.
That's where we live at. I got people outside building my ark right now.
Yeah, I'm going to start collecting, like, all those plastic bottles and make myself a little island. Yeah.
You know what? That's not a bad idea.
Little island.
It's not a bad idea.
Can I get on the ark?
Yes, you can get on the ark.
Yay.
You know what? We need some geeky people to get together to figure out what to do with a bunch of plastic bottles that you find on the side of the road here in Texas for when it floods, like some type of flotation thing they activate when it floods, or they come out of a side pocket or something on the freeway, like where I live, because, yeah, there's a lake out there. I wanted to go fishing.
Yes. No, or find some way to, like, take all the trash and melt it down and, like, print us some filament barriers, you know, 3D print some barriers, water barriers.
Well, we don't want to stop the water. We can't stop it.
What?
Well, speaking of this ark thing, I mean, you're going to need to procreate, you know, post-flood. So
yeah.
Can I come on the ark?
That's sure.
Yeah.
We need to each creature, so yeah, you can come on.
Yeah. No, he's all yours.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's you, dude. Keep the geekiness alive.
It is May 28th, 2015. It's Thursday. It's time for our Rough Raw and Ready show. And Snow White is tired as fuck because final exams are finally over. So, yay.
Yay! Now we're finally
done.
Yes. I'm so relieved. But now we have the reproductive health. Fun.
What?
Not fun.
My favorite subject.
We're done. Today. You're not done today?
No. Next Friday is our last day, but then I have to come go, well, you know, anyway. We'll talk about it later. I forgot what I was saying. Oh, yeah. Corey's over there. Hi. She had to
Corey!
Text twice to get my ass out of bed. I'm so sorry. That was not on purpose. And then we have Ginger Rocks, who has too much energy for her own good, I swear.
It's the storm.
Yeah,
that what it is?
Totally is.
Glad somebody else despises it as much as I do.
She's got cabin fever or something.
I do.
Wait a minute. Okay, go ahead and introduce yourself, and then I'm gonna tell you how much cabin fever Ginger got.
Okay, and that guy over there,
that one,
he'd be Master Blaster.
That's me, I guess.
Now, I want to share with y'all a text I got about 2 hours ago from Ginger. Now, this is what I got this morning. This is how it went. Kitchen scramble because I asked her what she was playing. Hi, beautiful Ginger. Good morning. It's not morning. Are you just getting up? Mm-hmm. I was working until 6 a.m. So I says, aw, hugs. That's the last thing we said. A few hours later, I get, fuck, in capital letters. Yeah, fuck, down on each individual line. Flooding in my house again. God damn it. I live on a motherfucking hill. This is what I got just out of the blue. I was like, I came back in the room because I kept hearing bling, 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 bling. What is that? No. Oh, that's my Skype going off. That's Ginger. That's when you can tell she has a lot of energy because I get it. It was on each line. This is not all together, people. It's fuck on one line, then fuck again on another line, then fuck again.
There was a lot of fucking going on, man. fuck.
Yeah.
Let's not stop, man. Let's not stop.
Well, what was it? So the flooding, about that. So this is not the first time, huh?
No, this is the second time this month.
Wow.
Yeah, we just got the car.
Have you had it looked at?
I'm sorry, what?
Have you had it looked at or like?
No. It's only one room, and we cleaned it out, and we've cleaned the carpets like 3 different times now, and we had it where, you know, it was back to normal. And then today it starts pouring down again. There's water standing in my yard. The neighbor's house is flooded. My house, it's only this one room. Only this one room. Every time. I live on a hill. We're not even in the evacuation zone.
I'm sorry.
Me too. I'm very sad. I need an ark. I need a boat. All right. I'm sick of just playing games, like, on an inner tube.
That would be nice. That would be really nice. Yeah. That would be very nice. I would, damn, somebody do that.
I got my computer up on bricks. That's how redneck we're doing it right now.
You know, water and electricity don't really tend to work together very well.
Well, exactly. All right. May I go first, my lovely children of the corn?
It is always first.
Oh, look at you. You want something, don't you?
He does.
No, I'm put you in your fucking throat.
Hey, yo,
look, stop. I'm going to give it to you. No, I'm going to put you in your fucking throat. Okay. We were supposed to talk about this last week, but we had some weather issues going on last week. We always have something going on. And I was thinking this week, I was kind of worried. I didn't know if Ginger was going to float away. I have some clouds kind of hanging over me. I was like, I don't know if we're going to be able to do this tonight. But here we are. So last week I was going to talk about the fact that I'm starting to I have a love-hate relationship with Steam about some of the stuff I see going on. If you look at the screen, what I'm showing you, this is one of those things I have a love-hate relationship about. You all recall when you were listening to us a few months ago, we were telling you how Steam says, oh, you guys are the curators, your Steam is yours, you run it, it's yours, you guys take care of it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, this is me logged into Steam. There is no way to report when there is a problem with the game. And this is a game that has a problem. I want you to look down this list. Every single one of these reviews is bad.
Wow.
Now this is not just about the game being bad. This is about the fact that the developers are literally the game is free
ripping
now.
People off?
Yeah. So you get your DLC, they rip you off, and then they block you from the game if you don't give them a good review, which means we would never get in because
what?
We all know how we roll here. Yes. Yes it does.
Somebody wins the I'm a cunt award.
Yeah. So this is somebody that's defending them. But I don't think you should. As a developer, you should want criticism because how else are you going to get better? You can't be banning and blocking people. What is this age?
What level game is this?
This game is Algonon, and y'all can't block us. We don't play your fucking games. So I don't care. But bring it on. And for that matter, let's bring all up the old shit. Dino Roar, what? Yeah, okay, anyway.
Fuck you, Dino Roar.
Dino Roar, fuck your cat.
Your game was bad. You're bad.
But what
I am bad. I'm a bad girl.
Not you, the Dino Roar. But here's my what I'm really griping about. Not the game so much. It can be as bad as it wants to be. I won't ever play it. But there is no way here, Steam, for us to come in and, hey, let me flag this and say something's going on with this game. There's another one here we talk about every couple of weeks where it's beautiful, but the developers have kind of abandoned it, but it's still for sale. So these people are still able to make money. And Steam, you're not looking, and you're telling us to look, but we don't have any power. I don't. Anybody see anything here? I can say. Oh, there. I'm sorry. There's report this product.
Let's
see what they got.
Product right there.
Let's see what they got. That was
broken. Harmful.
Fraud.
Pornography. Fraud.
Now, let's assume that they are not watching these because this game has been up here for 2 weeks this way. How fast are they responding? Before somebody comes along.
Not fast enough.
Yeah, somebody comes along and drunk buys, you know. Okay, that was you, Jindra. Somebody was about to kick
us off.
Well, it's free to play, though.
Right? It is.
Is this a DLC that's the problem? I'm trying to understand.
It is.
But I thought I saw the DLC is like $20.
Yeah, the DLC is $20, and some people are saying that if you, depending on where you buy it from, it's not free. I guess this is the people that have the issue, the legacy accounts. They're not seeing purchases. I don't really know. I'm not playing the game, but I just happened to pop through here one day looking for something else to play, or 2 weeks ago, and went, wow, this game is getting some horrible reviews. Is it really that bad? But most of what I saw was the developer doesn't like you. They ban you from the forums. You can't talk.
Yep.
And I thought, well, Steam, this is your platform. This is also kind of your house. It's kind of like letting a bunch of people in your house and then letting one person run amok, and you're just like, oh, well. And everybody else is unhappy, but you're like, oh, well, I don't want to ask them to leave. You probably should ask them to leave. What is going on at Steam? They used to be so, like,
you know, I don't know, but they're letting people down left and right, man. I don't know about this.
I don't like what I see going on, and I think, as we said last week and the week before, Green Man Gaming is coming for your crown, Steam. Y'all better get it together. You know, another one that I found, there was one from England. It's, no, not GOG is what we were talking about. Green Man Gaming is actually the one I'm talking about. Let me see if I can pull them up real quick. Green Man Gaming is actually coming for Steam's crown because they have added something new that I saw there, not in the U.S., but here's a big thing that Blaster and I used to actually argue about. I said why I didn't like buying digital games that I'll buy from them. You can actually trade in your games over here when you're done playing them.
Really? At Green Man Gaming?
Really?
Yep, look right here. Yeah, you can trade them in. Look, digital trade-in. Digital. I said digital, bitches. Digital trade-in.
Now, that's awesome.
That's awesome. I like that.
Play them.
I don't know
how that works, but that is really cool.
I
wonder what the return is on that.
Yeah, I think it goes towards the purchase of a new game, but I'm still good with that. It's the same as going to GameStop. They say, here, we're going to put this towards this game.
Probably better than GameStop, actually.
Yeah, because you don't got to leave the house.
And they have more choices on this little website than they do in GameStop. Because I walked in GameStop the other day looking for PC games.
They don't have them anymore.
I know. It's wow. That's all. That was all that was on there. Wow.
Don't you want wow?
I already have WoW.
Fuck WoW on the air. Nobody likes WoW.
Oh, my God. Maybe I get that girl started.
WoW is a ripoff. Y'all don't want to play WoW. WoW is not even a game. It's a fake game. Fake game. So, anyway.
Now, also.
She gets some anger.
Wait. Here's something else that Steam does not have. Look at that. That's a phone number.
No customers.
That is
phone number.
I've never seen a phone number on.
I've never seen any kind of customer support number at all.
Look. Do you see anything down here?
Yeah, exactly.
But you have to go to help and then go to support. This is the trouble you go through through Steam.
And then
look,
it's not even really a phone number right off. You have to go through all the topics.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually you might find a number buried somewhere, and then even then you might not get an actual person.
Nope.
Yeah, I don't think I've actually ever seen a phone number.
I haven't either.
I'm not saying they don't have one. It's not right out there.
No, there's a phone number if you go. There's a website that has a phone number for every business, you know, the back end of a business. But even their back end number, doesn't go to a person. It goes to a voicemail.
I have been back banned. I'd like to say their back bullshit does not work. Does not work. That is the worst anti-cheat software I've ever seen.
Who?
Ever. Steam.
Playing back.
Oh, and now the other thing. Now, I don't know about Green Man Gaming. This is where even Origin has something that they don't.
Okay.
30-day return policy. You don't like it? Give it back.
Damn, that's
See,
good.
See, I might buy more digital games that way. I mean,
I would too.
Oh yeah.
30-day return policy. I'm gonna need Steam to step up because they were the leaders in this, but they just got there and just kind of stopped. It's like, we got digital games. You buy them from us.
I think they've grown complacent.
Yeah, but when you grow complacent, as Ginger can tell you, people steal your crown. Mm-hmm. They steal your crown.
Yes.
They take your crown
left and right. Crown now, bitches.
So who do we think is gonna take this crown? I don't know. I don't think it's gonna be Origin. I do like that 30-day return.
I don't think Origin at all. Because then Origin, why do I keep thinking Origin was linked with Go Online, whatever, so something.
See, yeah, look at that.
What did you think they were linked with? What?
So something online. I can't even think of the name now.
ADB?
Some online service? No, it was online gaming service of some sort. What Origin? When they first came out.
They're EA. They belong to EA. As far as I know, they always have, but I don't know.
Yeah, they've always been EA.
Yeah.
Because I remember when they first came out, they ripped a bunch of EA games. They took out Crysis 2 off of Steam.
Yes,
so you couldn't buy it on Steam anymore. You had to buy it through Origin, which is the only reason why I have an Origin account, was for Crisis 2.
Mm-hmm. Look. A new EA game within the first 30 days, if you can't play it during technical reasons, we'll give you a refund within 72 hours of the launch. Now, this is not something new. I think this is the first time they put it in writing. I have had them with an old Sims game that I bought digitally that never worked. They actually sent me the disc and some other little cool items to play with in-game. They are good about that, but you have a hell of a time getting a hold of them, too. But they do have a chat once you find it. It does exist. I talked to a little person in chat, whereas Steam, there is no chat. There is no phone number.
Yeah, you got to wait for an email, I believe. If you have any issues, you have to wait for an email.
Yeah, I'm still waiting on email about my Harry Potter Lego Steam.
What'd you do, Corey? How'd you break it?
I didn't break it. It never worked. I bought it. It was on sale for $4.99. I was very excited. I bought three games. I bought Lego Harry Potter, years 1 through 4, and 4 through 7. Then I bought Lego Lord of the Rings, all at the same time. The other two work. The 1 through 4 does not work, and I have not gotten an email yet. And I sent that in months ago. I keep checking it. Then I keep getting links from other people's suggestions. Why don't you try uninstalling and reinstalling it? Bitch, it's not working. Tech support. I know that don't do anything. Sometimes it does, but still.
Well, it does. Yeah, I was about to say, it does sometimes, but not usually, no.
Hey, recommended for use. These XXL.
No, y'all don't want to play that. You don't want to do that.
This is
the one you want right here. If you go and play Cities.
How's that been treating you? How's that been
you
going?
Tell me. You've been playing for 40 hours, too.
it's great. I like it.
It is awesome.
I like it. I like all the mods.
I don't do mods. I don't do mods.
Don't quite work too well. I mean, you can do it through the store.
No, I don't do mods. I have never been a person that adds mods to my games. I just feel like it causes trouble.
How are you going to have a KFC in your city's skylines?
I can build it myself because I know how to make it.
That's
if I want
fine.
A KFC.
That's fine.
Cause
are
cause
you going to do it? Are you going to put
like,
the effort in?
Because it's like that. I don't need to put the effort in. I'm saying if I wanted one, then I sit down and make it because then I know there's nothing wrong with it. And if it is, I did it. I can't blame anybody but me. And then I don't have to wait for Steam to contact me so they can fix my damn game. I want my Harry Potter to work. Sorry.
Harry Potter.
I got a little.
Well, again, have you seen the adult website?
What adult website?
No, not adult website. The guy in the picture we were showing on Tuesday. Harry Potter kid, all grown up.
Oh, well, see, I had one better than him, but I'm trying not to think about
him.
Yeah, I don't even know who. Yeah. Whew. We'll talk about him later.
So can I go?
Yes.
Yeah, go.
All right. I want to bitch. Now, I usually pull a lot of the stuff for the show on Thursday nights from Game Politics. They have an article up right now that I, fuck kicking politics right now. They're talking about Senator Ted Cruz.
Oh,
he's a real gamer.
What?
Yeah.
Let me go ahead and tweet to him.
Ted Cruz, Tea Party darling, presidential candidate, real gamer, or not a fake gamer guy. So apparently, you know, he grew up in the 70s, 80s. Yeah, I had a Nintendo and an Atari, and, you know, I remember the Pong game, and I play games with my kids on my iPhone and iPad. I'm a real gamer.
Okay.
We have this argument a lot about the real gamer, fake gamer thing, but I feel like this is whole, like, he must have paid Game Politics to run this article about him to try to get the whole, you know, gamers on his side.
Mm-mm.
Fuck you, Ted Cruz. I don't care how many zombies on your lawn you kill. You're not one of us. We hate you. Go drown in your tea party.
What she said.
I very seldom even pay that much attention to some politicians until they come over into our pond or in our lane. Ted Cruz, you're in my lane. You don't see me over at the White House trying to tell you how to do your shit. Don't come over here. Stay or wherever the fuck it is that you work.
Yeah.
See, I don't even know where you work. White House, Capitol. I don't know. Stay in your lane. I stay in my lane. You stay in your lane.
Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. Game Politics pulled it from Daily Beast. Either way. Not a gamer.
He's not.
Not a gamer. I take my kids to Chuck E. Cheese. What's that got to do about being a gamer?
I'm going to sip this tea.
I don't like you. Just go drown yourself in the tea party. Go away.
What is with this man?
Our pond, your pond.
What he doesn't understand is that when you pull tricks like, and I am listening, I'm just very tired, I'm so sorry, but what Senator Ted Cruz does not understand is that when he pulls shit like this, when he tries to claim to be something he's not, the actual gamers are not fooled, okay? We're like, dude, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. And then you, on the other side of the fence, you have the people who don't like gamers who can look at him and be like, oh, you're a gamer? Then I'm totally not going to vote for you. So you pretty much just screwed yourself on that. Good job.
Yeah. You know what he tried to do? Basically pull a classic politician trick.
Yes.
When they have, in the past, you know, want to get the vote of the Christian people, they, I'm a God-fearing blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
And that may work with the Christians because you can probably throw a couple of prayers at them and, you know, say, you know, baby Jesus saves, whatever it is. But you can't do that with gamers. I think they have come to realize the power that we have. So let's see if we can get them on board. But the thing is, you cannot come into our midst being a faker because we're not dumb. So it doesn't work. You can't come to us saying I play iPhone games because that's what you've already told us that's what you think that we are. We're dumb, and we just, if you say you play a certain kind of game, then, you know, we'll fall right in line. No, when I come up to you and I ask you, so which was your favorite console in the 80s? Did you like the Sega Master System, the Sega Genesis, and then there's another Sega, the Lynx? Did you like Atari 2600, 5200, or did you have a Commodore 64? Did you have the Commodore Lynx? Or did you have, you know, if I start running these down and you're like, I don't know, you are not a gamer. And I'm not talking about you younger gamers. Some of y'all don't know what I'm talking about. But Ted Cruz is my age. So when I come up to him and test him, he needs to know what the fuck I'm talking about. He needs to be like, oh, yeah, I know what ColecoVision is. You don't know what ColecoVision is? No. Don't let him come to Houston. I may just do that. Y'all may just see me on the news in front of him going, oh, so you're a gamer. Let's talk. Let's talk games. So, the first Madden, do you remember what went on in the first Madden? What was the glitch that's still in there? Oh, you don't know.
No, I don't know that one. I don't know that one, but I know some of the other things. You can ask me.
Blaster, but you're not my age either, so that's why I'm saying he's my age. So there's some things he's supposed to know. It wasn't like it was a ton of consoles around when the first Madden came out.
No.
It was like two.
Well, you know, he's probably too busy sniffing that whack out up there in the congressional party.
No, let me
all
kind of jump.
Shoes
hey,
in the bathroom.
Hey.
You know she gets riled up.
I know she does. I just.
Sorry.
I'm really tired. So God, you got to give me a break, all right? That's all right. Oh, shit, I forgot what I was going to say. Okay.
Go.
I got it. No, I'm really not. I'm not hit. I'm just tired. Fuck. What the fuck was I going to say? Okay, yeah, I got it. I'm so sorry. I'm back. I'm good. Okay. Hang on.
Really?
Okay, yeah. Not everybody your age knows those things. And the reason is some of them may have gotten a late start to gaming. Like me, I actually started gaming early, but I stopped gaming for years and years and years because I thought it was, quote, uncool. So I don't know a lot of the stuff that some gamers do, but when I found gaming again later in life and I realized I don't give a fuck what anybody else thinks, then I started getting into gaming again.
No, you also are not my age. I'm again stressed. By the time you guys came along, there was probably six consoles, whereas there were two. So he don't have that.
No. I understand what you're saying.
He don't have
okay?
to know. He has to know
I understand
know this
what you're saying, but he may not have got it. Now, I'm not saying him, because I think he's a lying sack
of
shit.
Lying.
But he is a lying sack of shit. But I'm saying other people may have started gaming later in life. Like, there are some, like, I met this one person playing Final Fantasy, I think, that didn't actually start gaming until he was 50-something.
Here's the difference now. They are not running for office. If you want to stand in front of me as a politician and claim to know my community and say you're a part of it, then you have to actually have been a part of it. You can't stand up and say, I'm a gamer. I played in the 80s. If he said, I'm a gamer, I just started getting into gaming, is different. This is where I say our community is going to kick his ass, because there's nothing that we also live in a world now where everything is recorded. You can say, oh, I didn't say that. Oh, really? Let me rewind this for you because it's on YouTube. You said this. You said you've been gaming since the 80s. Now, if you have been, then you should know this. You don't know what this is. You don't know there was like 52 different versions of Pac-Man, and there was. So this is something you should know. How much did it cost to play a game at the arcade there, Ted Cruz, when you went there? Everybody should know that one. It was a quarter. So, I don't, that's why
that's like low-hanging fruit right there.
It's a little high. So, when I'm standing in front of Ted Cruz, those are the questions I'm going to want answered, since you claim to be one of us. You're going to have to know even the basics. There were two Atari systems. Something, you're going to have to tell me that you are for real, instead of standing up in front of me lying. I don't want to hear. It's kind of like what went down with Hillary Clinton, where she was on with that Jack lawyer guy for a while. Because she thought, oh, I'm going to go against the gamers because these people are horrible. But then once, you know, people started saying, hey, guess what? The people that you're hating, we're the largest part of the voting pool. So if you're going to go against us, we're not voting for you. She dropped his ass like a bad habit. Okay, I'm not going to talk about gamers anymore in my campaign. She didn't win, of course. Obama beat her ass. But she very quickly dropped that whole, I'm going against gamers, I will get rid of violent games. No, you can't do that. So Ted Cruz is, I'll give him his due, he's smart enough to realize that a large part of the dating, not dating, but a large part of the voters now are gamers. Sorry, my brain.
Freudian slip.
Large part of gamers, voters now, it's not going to work because we're not dumbasses.
We're not stupid. We see what you're doing. And you just went after the wrong market. You should have stuck with your little backwater hippie, you know, or hippie. Your little backwater, you know, Bible thumping.
Yep, redneck.
People. Yeah, I wasn't going to say that, but yeah, fuck you. Yeah, rednecks. So, yeah, no, you came into the wrong pond, and we got teeth. Better back off, yo.
Yeah, I want teeth.
Teeth.
No, he's got teeth in his own pond. But we got teeth. We got teeth.
What?
He will bite.
Oh, teeth. Okay.
Teeth.
Okay.
The
yep.
chompers.
Oh, yeah, I'm good.
The white pearly thing is.
The white pearly thing is. What is this thing that I see floating around here? Who's next anyway? Go ahead, because one of us got to talk. Blaster?
It's my turn.
How's the traffic on I-10?
Well, I have no idea, actually.
You're not even playing along with the game. Even I would have got that.
No, I'm sorry.
I was just being floating down I-30.
I was just getting some revenge.
I think I just saw I-10 floating by my house, and that's not even close to here. What's going on?
Yeah.
All right, finally the time to talk about the game you guys don't care about.
Okay, you tell us about this game. You tell us about this game.
Yeah, so the game I'm going to tell you about is Star Citizen. You guys have heard of this. You've heard me. I've mentioned it a few times here. Well, basically, they had a giant asset leak that happened. Over 48 gigabytes of in-game assets were stolen last week. Yeah, stolen by – so basically, they've been doing a lot of – it's kind of a great experiment. They've been working closely with the community. They've been giving the community small little updates. And they've been letting people play the game before it's even in alpha. just to test out different things and give them feedback. And so one of the things that they shared with a community member had a URL in it. And somebody took that URL and started doing some permutations on it, and they eventually got to an unsecured drive with that URL and were able to download 48 gigabytes of what they were currently working on. In that, they got a bunch of ship models. They've got the new first-person shooter portion of the game that's coming out that isn't quite out yet and isn't available. They got that, where the current state of it. They got a whole bunch of art assets and some things that that Star Citizen did not want to leak at that time. They didn't want the community to know about it. So basically, what's been interesting about this is I don't know if you guys remember, but a while back when Half-Life 2 was coming out, there was a incident where Valve got the entire source code was stolen from them, essentially,
I
and put out in the black market.
Oh,
I didn't.
Yeah.
Really? I don't remember that.
Well, that affected. They said that affected the release of Half-Life 2, and it actually put it back several months. Due to that.
So there's been a lot of speculation.
Yeah, there's been a lot of speculation about how is this going to affect CIG, and is this going to affect the release of Star Citizen? You know, for PC gamers, and especially flight sim gamers, it's one of the most hotly anticipated games coming out. At whatever it does eventually come out, there's been no release date given, but people are concerned about that. And I thought it was interesting because some of the stuff that came out, you know, they're dealing with the CryEngine, and and basically a lot of CryEngine, CIG, the company behind Star Citizen, has been developing their own version of the CryEngine. They actually hired a bunch of original CryEngine developers to make their own version of it. So some of the stuff doesn't quite work or doesn't quite look good in the current CryEngine that we have, the retail version of it. But this is just a little video of one of the assets they pulled. This is one of the bigger assets that they pulled from the game. So. It's interesting, though. Again,
that looks like Reign of Kings. Except for that. That does not look like Reign of Kings.
That does not look like Reign of Kings. So, anyways, it's interesting. I'm just curious about if you guys think that, you know, perhaps, I mean, this is all speculation at this point, but is incidents like this, as we go forward and as we start dealing more and more with game companies that are indie game developers that are, you know, doing, like, this was one of those games that got started on Kickstarter, right? And so they were doing little releases, and they're trying to work closely with the community. Do you think as we go towards that, you think incidents like this might happen where, you know, the community might break that trust that the developer's putting in us as gamers, right, to be respectful and wait for the game to come out?
Yes, I do.
Before stealing stuff.
People are fucking dicks.
You know, I'm going to tell you why I always believe this is going to happen, even before the possibility was there, long before. It was because of a video game that I played. The storyline of one of the characters of the game called Eternal Champions, her name is Shadow Yamamoto, and her job was a corporate assassin. And what she would do is go into companies, break in, steal all their stuff, and then kill, you know, whoever they told her to kill, the executive or whatever. And I said, I can see that happening for real one day.
Mm-hmm.
This is how it starts. People are stealing stuff and trying. I don't know if they're selling it or maybe they're trying to sell it, but I see that totally happening, and it's getting closer and closer to happening because one of the things we were talking about last week is people have the inability to distinguish between real and fake now. The assets are not real, but I'm willing to bet at some point, probably 10 to 15 years from now, there might end up being a death over, you stole my... You know, you stole my assets from my server. Now I'm going to hire somebody to kill you. I totally see it happening.
Another thing that's interesting about this is a lot of ships are being sold right now for real money to get money for pay for development for the game, right? So this particular ship I've been showing is not for sale. It's one of the game's in-game ships, and it's something that will never be for sale during this phase of development. What's interesting is that some of these ships are worth up to $1,000 and $2,000, and people are paying that money to support the development of the project. So when you steal something like this, you steal this asset, you're actually stealing something that's worth something monetarily.
Not really.
And so now,
you and I argue about this all the time. It's only given value because they believe it has. I would never pay a developer money to make a game. And there's an article up actually on Games Industry that says that the reward used to be you got paid to innovate. Now you get paid first, and then maybe you innovate. So this is why this is happening. Nobody should even know this game exists until they're ready to release it, and they would probably make a ton of money, way more than the little bit that they're getting in, because the way everything is set up now. Let's put up a Kickstarter. Oh, go ahead and donate money to us, and it's a great idea, but everybody's doing it, which means then your shit's out there. You have to let these people into play, and yes, you run the risk of them stealing your stuff. It's going
to
happen.
Well, I mean, I don't think it's fair to say that they're making a little bit of money. I mean, they're not making the amount of money that, you know, Call of Duty did, but a lot of that money, I think Call of Duty was somewhere in the $200-300 million range. I think a lot of that went to advertising. I mean, they're at $88 million right now, just crowdsource funded, which is not a bad sum of money for a game that doesn't even have a release date yet.
You're missing my point. If you can make $88 million with crowdsource funding when the game is not finished, then you could have walked into anywhere, because that means it's a good game. You could have walked into EA or Ubisoft or whoever else and said, we want to develop, we have a game we've been working on. The same way book publishers do, musicians do, we have this game. Look at this. We would like you to buy it, and we'd like you to publish it for us. And made way more than 88. Well, I'm saying they probably would have made more than $88 million if you put it beside Call of Duty. Because I'm not saying it's not a great game. It's gorgeous. I have every confidence that they probably could have made the same kind of money Call of Duty does. But because they went this route, our stuff is stolen. XYZ is happening.
Well,
all this shit that doesn't even have to happen.
Well, it's not right, but it's not. But here's the thing. See, the reason why they went this route, the whole story behind it, is that no publisher would pay for a space game. Because publishers were telling them that space games are dead. It's a dead genre that nobody cares about, space fighter games, right? And then on top of that, they said, especially if it's a PC-only game, which is what this is going to be, that publishers didn't want to touch it because they said, if we're not going to do a console release, we're not going to get the money from that. So it forced them to do either forget the idea completely or get the money from crowdsourcing. So they went to get the money from crowdsourcing route, and we're arguably probably the most successful game so far that's done that. I mean, $88 million. I think that's got to be a record for just pure crowdsource funding.
No, I think.
I mean,
what is it? Who is the other company still holds that record? Don't they? For doing it in 24 hours or something like that. I forget the name of that company.
Don't remember.
I mean, but I don't think they raised $88 million. I don't think they raised $88 million in 24 hours.
No, they.
You mean over
like,
the course of time?
So like 30 or something. Yeah. Well, they've way surpassed it now. I think in 72 hours they had surpassed the 88. But I'm not. Don't quote me on that. Double Fine. I can't remember.
Right.
No.
Well, I mean
here's the other thing I'm gonna say, Ben. There is the possibility when they say we went to publishers and they wouldn't work with us that they could be a lie to help with their crowdsource funding. Because I'm telling you, all Paradox does is crazy off-the-wall-ass games. Paradox Interactive, Magicka, then they're also the ones who did Cities XL. And they were, I'm sure people were telling them, these simulator city games are shit. You know, you're not going to make any money off of it. So I'm pretty sure they could have found somebody. They just decided we want to do it this way, which is nothing wrong with, but I'm saying this is the risk that you run. When you put your shit in the hands of the public, they get into your game, they're going to steal it, they're going to sell it to everybody, they're going to show everybody your stuff, and I don't agree with it. I feel like just like any other artist, that's why artists don't have the people in the studio with them when they're recording, because somebody's going to tell somebody that this is a new song by Eminem. I was in the studio earlier today. Let me release this to YouTube. It's just going to happen. Don't let people in your shit until you're ready to release it, and you don't have to worry about them stealing it.
Right, and the final thing I'm going to say on this, and because I don't want to take up all the time with this, but the last thing I was going to say is that I don't, you know, there's been some debate about whether it's even really hurt them, and whether or not that, not that they necessarily, people are accusing them of doing this on purpose, but it's interesting that how the amount of buzz that this has generated, because there hasn't been a lot, I mean, they've been communicating with the community, they've been doing updates, regular updates to the community, and getting them involved and letting them know what's going on, but they haven't showcased much beyond, you know, a very small amount of ships that they have completely finished. This stuff is the stuff we're seeing now is in the very, 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 very early development stage. And so it's something that the company itself would not want to let the community know about because they don't feel like it's ready yet. And a lot of things could change on it. But just showing this kind of stuff and seeing this kind of stuff, even if it was gotten illegally, has generated a ton of buzz, especially on Reddit. There's a subforum on Reddit specifically for Star Citizen coming out, and it has just been inundated with these leak information. And for a long time, people were talking about mundane things, or there wasn't really a lot of activity on the forums. And now, since this leak has happened, I mean, the traffic has just gone up,
yeah,
and so much so, So yeah. much so that the Reddit moderators have said that they're not going to stop the leaks. They're not going to shut down posts with leaks, even though they were asked by the Star Citizen people to shut it down. They said they're not going to do it because they're not owned by that company and they're their own entity. And on top of that, it's got to be really good business. It's got really good buzz for that sub-community, right? For that Reddit community. It's got to be good for them to have these leaks come out. So
yeah,
it's just interesting.
Yeah.
So maybe they did it.
Maybe they did it. Maybe G released it. Maybe the company that makes Star Citizen made this leak happen.
That's what I was meaning. That's what I said. Maybe they did it. Maybe they did it. I wouldn't be surprised. I would not be surprised at all.
No, not at all.
Miss Snowy White, do you have something to share?
Yes. I do, actually. I'm quiet,
oh, yes.
I do.
Yes,
I do. I'm quiet, but I do have something to talk about. So we talked about Representative Catherine Clark. We talked about her before. She's big on... Representative Catherine Clark, she's a huge advocate for trying to get online threats investigated, basically. Representative Catherine Clark has actually gotten backing from the House, which, you know, is part of the government, branch of the government, but House of Representatives, for those that don't know what I'm talking about. Okay. Who's beeping?
I'm not beeping.
Oh.
No,
okay.
Keep going.
Okay. I'm distracted right now. Okay. Or easily distracted. So Representative Catherine Clark, she actually got House backing from the House representative to investigate cyber crimes more seriously, and especially the ones aimed at women. And they have actually made an announcement that they have formally supported a request to, and this is a quote, intensify investigation and prosecution of severe online threats against women. Let me give you a quote again from a statement from Representative Clark. She says, too many women have had their lives upended by the severe threats and harassment they have received online, and they often feel they have nowhere to turn for help. These threats cause fear for personal safety, create a chilling effect on free speech, and have a negative economic impact for women conducting business online. That is why we're asking the Department of Justice to enforce laws that are already in the books and make these cases a priority.
Damn right.
We've also talked about Representative Clark, because she met with game developer Brianna Wu. You know, she's one of the mm-hmm. the targets of online threats, basically. So Representative Catherine Clark made it her goal to actually try to get the cases, the online threats against women, especially women, to have more investigation. Because honestly, on the internet, and this sounds so bad, but it is a lot worse for a woman on the internet. Once they find out you're an actual woman on the internet, it's like you have a target painted on you.
True story. And
it's just like slam after slam after slam after slam. We've had it done to us. I've had it done to me in games. Like once someone finds out I'm actually a girl, they just immediately assume I'm just crappy at a game, number one. No matter if we've already played together, they know I'm good. They assume I'm crappy at a game. They say shit like get back in the kitchen, tits or GTFO, you know, shit like that. And it's just once you, and that's mild. That's mild. We're talking about online threats. Representative Catherine Clark is talking about online threats where women are threatening to get raped, get killed, all sorts of just horrible, horrible things, sodomized, whatever. So kudos to Representative Catherine Clark for looking out for us women folk on the internet.
I appreciate it.
Yes.
Yes. I mean, it is true. And that's...
Y'all know how I feel about that. You know how I feel
about
that. I'm the tank, so I don't care what you say.
Yeah, well...
I give you my address. Come on over.
I don't think any of the girls on the show really give a fuck what people say about us online, because I don't fucking know you, really. And if you want to come to my house and try to start something, I'm going to end it, you know? That's how it goes. None of us really care. We're all pretty much holding our own, but, you know, a lot of women aren't
like
us.
Yeah, some of, we get some that are newly into gaming, that was why Microsoft did. I think they've reinstated that, by the way. Some of you who were asking about the mentor program, they have reinstated that. If you're, you know, somebody that's new in gaming, they're not having the best time online, you can kind of direct them over there if they have an Xbox. But for the rest of us that have been around a while, it's nothing we haven't heard before. And I had that experience here a couple of weeks ago where I was playing with some new people. You know who I'm talking to, you Secret World people who were trying to direct me how to play, and I was, you know, I'm one of those that's going to assert myself as, I ain't fucking ask you nothing. Shut up. I know how to click buttons. That's all I'm doing is clicking buttons. I didn't ask you for your help. Back up off me. I got this. And it's okay to say that, girls. You don't need to be passive.
It is.
But if you are.
It is.
Perfectly all right.
Yeah, it's okay to smack talk them back.
But
that's
if
not, that's,
you are a victim of an online threat, and it
yes.
is resorting to actual real-life physical
yeah,
threats.
They're showing
you.
Up at your house. They're getting into
yeah.
your stuff on your computer. That's when you probably need to get somebody else involved.
You need to get the cops involved. And I know, you know, police officers in general have a pretty bad rap when it comes to dealing with cybercrimes, but there are they are getting better at it. I
except
mean, not
for the
great.
One that came to my house yesterday, yeah.
Yes, and Corey would appreciate it if you come back now, please.
Yes, that
yes,
would be
I'm
you.
In
you
trouble.
Like
I
that.
Need help.
yeah.
I saw the post after he stopped by your house.
Yeah.
Man,
the source you asked me to find out about. Yeah, he doesn't really have anything to tell you because
you are talking. Why are you talking too much all on
why
the air?
Why are you still talking?
I'm like, what? I was trying to talk all cryptic.
You don't talk
it.
Cryptic. Don't talk cryptic. Just tell me later.
Shh.
Oh, I don't want to get that man in trouble. At least not on the air.
I didn't say anything. Nobody knows who the fuck I'm talking about.
I see what you did.
You see what I did.
That's
okay.
It took me a minute. It took me a minute. But I see what you did there.
Oh, man. Sexy in here. Anybody else? Okay. All right. All right. I got something new that you guys are going to like. Well, some of you might like. I don't
know.
You might not. I don't know if you'll like it. So speaking of people coming for people's crowns, Google is after Facebook again. And they may have put something together.
What did Facebook do this time?
Well, no, they didn't do anything.
Being a bitch.
Well, they are bitches. But Google says, hey, Facebook, you keep having people having to stop and upload their pictures. Guess what? We're going to tell people they don't even have to upload them anymore.
What?
Yeah, the pictures are just going to show up, bitches. They're just going to show up. Let me let y'all see.
See,
this.
I don't know if I like that.
I don't know. I don't.
Man, there are going to be some new picture releases by mistake.
Yeah, it's gonna be some.
Yes.
It's gonna be a problem. It's gonna be a problem, but it is a cool idea. We'll get to the issues here in a minute. But there's mm-hmm. This is the new Google Photos. They announced this today at I/O 2015, their developer conference. So it's out for Android and iOS and the internet. This is completely separate from Google Plus. So they're saying that the new app called Google Photos is gonna let you back up and store unlimited. High-quality photos and videos for free. It says it maintains the original resolution up to 16 MPs for photos and 1080p for high-definition videos. It also compresses versions of the photos and videos so you can print them if you'd like. They said it is supposed to be different from Facebook by the fact that it organizes your shots, auto-grouping, so you don't have to tag or label or create any items. It has a very powerful search function, it says. A slew of new features, renamed Auto Awesome Feature Assistant. Swipe left in the app will suggest collages for you and stories and all kinds of little cool stuff. And when you're done playing around with it, you can just edit it, keep it, delete it.
Sorry.
Now, since it doesn't rely on Google+, they got the okay to do it. You can post your images to Facebook and Twitter. As well, and at Hangups Hangouts and WhatsApp. I hate WhatsApp, by the way. I absolutely hate that.
I do too.
I hate that fucking app. That is, I'm sorry, WhatsApp. Y'all are the worst fucking app on the planet. It crashes everything.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. Okay, so but anyway, you can create a link for a set of photos and then share them that way. without them having to log into something. But I think they have to have the link is what it is looking like. So it can't be that anybody can just view your photos, but it has to be sent a link. So those of you who are planning on using this, please be careful. I did
boobies everywhere.
Yeah, boobies all everywhere. So I went ahead and opened up my Google Photos. Y'all are going to laugh at this because this is some old stuff that we have in here because I haven't used this in a very long time. Why is my thing not working? Where is my... Where is my...
Get your thing working. Work your thing.
You know what?
What are we working?
Blaster wants you to work your thing.
Work your thing.
Okay, so here's where I grabbed just to see what it does. Look at that. Do y'all recognize some of them old-ass photos?
Oh, my God. Holy shit.
Let me back it all the way up. Look at that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I recognize this character.
That's me.
Oh, my God. That's our old store. That's Master Blaster.
Wait, is that Blaster? Oh, my God.
That is me. That is me.
Oh, my God.
I'm concerned now. Wait a minute. This is making me concerned. What's on mine?
Oh, that's our...
Let's see. Oh, let's see.
Oh,
no photos. No photos. It's okay. No photos.
That goddamn mohawk, I swear.
Oh, my God.
The mohawk was awesome.
I actually missed this.
Don't be jealous.
How is it that you get pictures without uploading them?
I think they're just part of the app. I don't have the app yet. I went over to test out the new photos just to see what it looks like. So wait a minute, what is this? Yeah, so we can play around with this.
Nah.
See, there
you
go.
You want to do that live on air? Okay.
Well, I don't have anything in here. This is all just us. Trust me, if it was my personal photo.
Go to the Summer Pixels thing. I want to see us in our badass moment.
See, look, I like how it puts these together. That's nice. That actually is nice looking.
Okay.
That's nice looking.
There's Ginger with her slut outfit on.
Yes.
All the time.
Oh, God. Where were
what
we at?
With? I don't even know what that is.
Blaster.
Oh, my God.
That was that fashion event with all... Yeah, see?
Oh,
yeah. See? Yeah.
Look at Blaster.
That's right.
There, look, that's him right there. Look, that's him right there, too.
Oh, look at it. Look at us three right there. That is a good picture right there.
Right here.
Got our ass going.
Where's
on.
The pictures of us at the cowboy ranch or wherever we were
that's
the dude.
Even better right there. Corey's all up in front. Me and Ginger, like, well, you got her back. What? What?
What is all this?
I don't know what that all is. That's
Ginger's
boobie.
That is areola right there. That is areola.
Is that even a shirt? Is that even a shirt, Ginger?
That was indeed a shirt.
That is
back in the days, the texture shirts. I remember that.
That was just a few years ago.
That was back before mesh, yo.
Yeah, it was.
No, it was not before
mesh.
We just didn't have any mesh. That's what it was. We didn't have any. It was around. We just didn't have not a single iota of it. Oh, wow. Yeah, this brings back some memories.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Who is that?
That's not me.
I know. He's got some nice lips there.
Look at that
some
shit.
Fashion show. Okay. So, yeah, so now you see what it does. Those are collections. This is the assistant, I guess, that she helps. She helps you find stuff, and then everything is kind of ramshackled together this way. Oh, look at that girl. Who is that? Who is that girl? See what she has on? That right there was mesh, and that was the first. She was one of the first things she got. And we were like, what is that? What's wrong with your thing? It don't look right. Remember?
I will sell the identity of that chick for...
I remember that.
Oh, wait a minute. There might...
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Oh, yes. So this...
I just checked out mine. Mine go back to June 2012.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, these are...
So mine, I don't have any, so that's good.
Well, But luckily, this is all that's in mine, and this is on the account for us, because, my other one would be like,
Be like, Corey, I don't think you want to show that on the air.
Y'all might want to close your eyes. I do like that picture right there.
That is a good picture. Snow's booty. Look at that booty.
Boom. Boom.
What you gonna do with all that booty?
She's all about the bass. About the bass.
Oh, yeah.
See how I caught the hair blown in the wind? Yeah.
Yeah, that was good.
We were awesome. It's all kind of awesome. But anyway, so that's what they released today. I had something else I was going to share with y'all, too.
I like me dancing there. That's awesome. That's the picture.
He kept doing that all night. It's like, stop. Will you stop doing that? Stop.
It was like when I was a little boy, my sister would bribe me into playing Barbie with her.
Bribe.
And so, because she's like,
She's like, I'll play. Well, no, she's like, I'll play 30 minutes of video games with you, but you have to play 3 hours of Barbies with me. It was a super one-sided deal. So I'd go in there, and I was kind of ticked off about the one-sidedness of it, but I was really desperate to basically have somebody play video games with me. So about an hour and a half into it, you know, I've already, like, pretty much lost all interest in what's going on around me. So I took Ken for surfing, and I'd go surfing Ken, and I'd just, like, surf for, like, 30 minutes straight, like, using the bed like a giant wave, you know, the side of the bed, and I'd have to surfboard with him and all that. And eventually I got yelled at for that. So, just saying.
Aww.
And I got kicked out. And not only did I get kicked out, but I was not allowed to. I did not get my any kind of, you know, gaming with her. She completely cut the deal off. And I already spent an hour and a half.
The things you learn about Master Blaster.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
I still
feel
slighted.
We've run out of time, but I got to do this really quickly. And then I must do. Y'all know what I got to do.
All right, you do it.
Okay, so I got to do this other thing really quickly. So I got to give some love to EA, the devil, because they have done something amazing. It only took them, oh, I don't know, 1,500 years to do it. But I want y'all to pay attention to this here because they've added women to the FIFA game. What?
Nice. About damn time.
The women's national teams is being added to FIFA. The new EA COO, Peter Moore, has stepped in. He's now the EA CEO. Peter Moore stepped in. He's confirmed, or he's responding to the negative reactions on Twitter. Somebody said, Peter Moore, I'm not buying FIFA anymore. So sad. Yeah, all that good stuff. But anyway, Germany, USA, France, Sweden, England, Brazil, Canada, Australia, Spain, China, Italy, Mexico. All these teams are going to be available, and featured players include Canada's Christine Sinclair, who I now know who she is, and I know who Alex Morgan is. What's up, Alex? And England's Stephanie Houghton. They said it's such an honor over EA for the women players and their team to be included in FIFA 16. They always wondered what it would be like to see their team in a game, and it's very cool to know that it's a reality. Way to go, EA. Sometimes when y'all do it right, y'all do it right. But
I don't know about some of these models, though.
Well,
no,
start.
It's actually really. I was just thinking that it's actually really well done for a game because this is actually on consoles as well. Yes.
FIFA is PC and console. Let me back.
Those models are awfully broad-shouldered.
Well, they may have started off as men.
They work out.
They may have started off as men.
Yeah. I'm thinking that they modified the yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking, that they modified the male.
But
model.
Still, the fact that EA has thought to put females in a sports game,
it's a big
is amazing.
Step
yeah, it's yeah. huge.
Yeah,
good
yeah,
job,
this
EA.
Is coming. This is going to be in my house now because, you know, look, they did motion capture with them. That was awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Awesome, fucking awesome. Well, this has never been a weak point for them. They always have embraced females and the homosexual, lesbian, gay, bi, transgender
yep.
community. They just fuck up everywhere else. If they could just get the rest of that shit right, they wouldn't be the devil. But, yeah, so great job, EA. Very proud to know you today. Today, I'm proud to know you. Stressed today.
Tomorrow, maybe
tomorrow,
not.
Tomorrow, we ain't promising shit, yo.
Tomorrow, I ain't gonna like you. But today, thank you. And we've been getting a lot of press, doing a lot of press here in Houston because the when they get ready to do, is it the World Cup they're doing? Yeah, they I guess they're going to play here. So I'm real excited. I don't really understand soccer, but I'm going to have to start watching since y'all did this. See what y'all did? Y'all made me pick up a new sport. Did they hit each other? I need them to punch each other.
I didn't make you do nothing.
I need them to punch each other. I'm just saying. I need a little violence in the soccer. All right. So. I got to do this because you people get real violent about your Steam sales.
You do it, dude. You go.
You got two
you
minutes.
Go.
You better make it fast.
I got 2 minutes. All right. Chivalry is
I
on
only
sale.
I need 2 minutes.
Wait a minute. I need to. You know what? That was not a thing to talk
about. About games.
Oh, Jesus. Go ahead.
We don't really want to be saying that out loud, Blaster. We know you and stuff. They're going to think it us, too. So, anyway, if you want to play Chivalry is on sale for $4.99. Oh, wow. I think that's going to be it. Well, no. You got the Escapist. That's a good game. 12.05, I heard, is a great game. Evolve. I saw that at PAX. I was not one to play it. Maybe you like it. $35.99 is 40% off. That's kind of expensive, actually. Those of you who are stuck
that's
in rainy...
super fucking expensive.
Yep. Those of you stuck in rainy areas, cool. this is a good time to come and pick up some of these games. 8-bit MMO, free to play. Free. That's all that I see that looks good to me. Sleeping Dogs, if you never got it, $7.50. I never played it. Besiege is always on sale.
I heard it was good.
I heard it was good. The Witcher. If the new one is out, but if you didn't play any of the previous ones, $9.99. I did tell y'all I know the writer. She is a brilliant writer. Crazy woman, but usually crazy people are brilliant. I'm not exaggerating when I say she's crazy. She's crazy.
She's up at your house. Did you call me crazy?
Yeah, she probably would if she'd remember where I live. Thank God I have moved twice since then. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, baby Jesus. So if you want to go over to Green Man Gaming, if you're in the UK or the US, they do take U.S. currencies. Look at all these businesses on sale. 95 cents for that one. Yeah. It's a rainy day. You want to stay in, get your gaming on. For you people who like Origin, yeah, you still got this 30-day return thing. And I did not grab GOG, but they have a great sale over there. And we got to go, sadly, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes. It is the end of our show for Thursday. You can tune in on Tuesday for Pixnisa, your favorite pixel fashionista's biggest bitch of the past, and that's how we do things. Favorite side guys, favorite you don't, that's how we roll. Say goodnight, my bitches. I'm tired.
Good night, my bitches.
I'm tired.
I'm tired.
Final exams. Kick my ass.
Wait a minute. And we're out.
Hold up. Wait a minute.